Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 28th regarding Donovan Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hayes as described in my report to you of 7-17-20. He is now a 25-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 4-5-17. He picked up a log and his back popped. He went to Mainland Hospital emergency room, believing he injured his low back and legs. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a herniated disc. Period. This was treated with spinal fusion in 2019. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional records supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 10/30/20 to be inserted here. Period. He then applied for review or modification of that award. Period. New paragraph. To that end, he was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. De La Soda on 3/17/21. Period. He recounted the last time he saw this petitioner on 2/5/18. He did not think he would benefit from a total disc replacement at L5-S1 as recommended by Dr. Testiuti. Period. He did see another neurosurgeon named Dr. Glass on 2/7/19 who performed posterior lumbar interbody fusion at L5-S1 on 6/24/19. He followed up with Dr. Glass 3/12/19 with documented markedly improved low back pain. Period. He was currently complaining of 9/10 back pain, and that proceeding with surgery was the worst mistake he made. Period. He has 10 times more pain after surgery. Period. He continued to smoke one pack of cigarettes per day for the past 5 years. Period. Dr. De La Soda found range of motion to be restricted at all. Found restricted range of motion and negative straight leg raising at 90 degrees bilaterally. But he was otherwise neurologically intact. Period. His diagnostic impression was lumbar radiculopathy. Status post lumbar interbody fusion at L5-S1 by Dr. Glass. Period. He elaborated that in his earlier second opinion evaluation, he did not feel the patient would benefit from surgical intervention on the lumbar spine. But now the patient, in fact, complains of increased pain since the surgery. But Dr. De La Soda recommended a new MRI and X-rays. But if the MRI was unremarkable, he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, a repeat MRI was done on 5/18/21 and compared to the study of 6/9/18 to be inserted here. Period, he underwent flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine the same day to be inserted here. Period, Dr. De La Soda then had him undergo a CT myelogram on 6/4/21 whose results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Hayes then underwent another MRI of the lumbar spine on 9/27/21 to be inserted. Period. He saw Dr. De La Soda again on 6/5/21 for intractable low back pain while he was in the hospital. Period. At that juncture, he rated his pain at 9-10/10. Period. His legs are weak and he can't stand up for more than an hour. Period. His back pain is greater than his leg pain. Period. He noted the 5/18/21 MRI revealing postoperative changes at 05-S1 with no spinal stenosis or foraminal stenosis. Rib flexion extension x-rays revealed posterior decompression instrumented fusion at L5-S1 without hardware complication. Period. In view of the MRI being unremarkable, he underwent a CT monogram. Period. It was done the previous day and was also unremarkable. Period. Dr. Della Soda. Also ascertained a history of daily marijuana use and alcohol use 1 to 2 times per week. Period. He did not make any specific treatment recommendations on this consultation. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen by Dr. Patel on 8/23/21 for bilateral lower extremity EMG. Period. This was a normal study. Period. He followed up with Dr. Della Soda through 9/9/21. Period. He noted the patient complained of severe increase in pain since the time of his myelogram, so a repeat MRI was done. Period. If the MRI was unremarkable, he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. The myelogram and EMG were unremarkable. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a volar score on the right wrist, longitudinal in orientation, measuring approximately 3 inches in length. Period. He had dirty palms, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. Period. Right wrist flexion was mildly limited to 55 degrees. Period. Motion of the wrists, fingers, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full and was fused without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower. Left hip internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints or hip tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and was fused without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 to 2 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles. Period. There's that section is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspector revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 2 inches in length with preserved low dotted curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but actively flexed to 50 degrees complaining of tenderness. Period. Extension was to 15 degrees, but bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Period. There was global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He elicited only tightness in his hamstring, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. Impressions on 4/5/17. Donovan Hayes was injured at work, as marked in my previous impressions section. New paragraph, since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to Dr. Della Soda, who recounted that Mr. Hayes would likely not have a good result with surgery. Period. However, he did submit to surgery, after which he complained of increased pain. Period. Dr. Della Soda had him undergo additional diagnostic studies, including a lumbar MRI on 5/18/21, comma CT myelogram on 6/4/21, comma, and another lumbar MRI on 9/27/21. Period. EMG was also done by Dr. Patel and was negative in the lower extremity for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Hayes found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. There was global tenderness palpation, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. Neither sitting or supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Period. The latter elicited only hamstring tightness. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from the section marked in my earlier report. Period. End.